Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Authorities have recovered two tractors connected to an ongoing theft case involving Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, according to an update from Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The first, a Massey Ferguson tractor, was voluntarily returned by a resident who said he had unwillingly purchased the tractor, thinking that Nunnery had bought it from the Highland, Michigan area. The second was a John Deere tractor originally reported stolen out of Nuwago County and was located in the Hemlock area. Both pieces of equipment were tied to sales linked to Nunnery, who remains under investigation in connection with the thefts. Sheriff Hansen expressed appreciation for the cooperation of residents who provided key information leading to the recoveries. He stated that other motorized vehicles have come to light and are being investigated as well. And another local and regional news for today. Two men lost their lives in a collision early Wednesday in Cotchville Township. Emergency crews responded just before 1 a.m. to Lawndale and Cotchville Roads, where a Saginaw man was discovered dead at the scene. A second man from Alma succumbed to injuries after being taken to the hospital. Investigators believe that the Saginaw man had stopped his GMC truck, which was towing a trailer, and was standing outside when a Dodge truck driven by the Alma man crashed into the trailer, the GMC, and then the man himself. Authorities have identified the Saginaw man as Joseph Granger, while the Alma man's name has not yet been released. The reason the GMC truck was stopped on the roadway remains under investigation. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Cats are masters at using up their nine lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do? Text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Officials say one of the most significant airlifts in Alaskan history is underway, evacuating hundreds from storm-devastated coastal towns. Officials announced the airlifts on Wednesday, with villages on the state's southwest coast being flooded by the remnants of Typhoon Heilong last weekend. The storm slammed into coastal villages, bringing a record storm surge that swept away homes, some of which still had people inside them. The storm left 1,500 residents in makeshift shelters. And another national and international news. Journalists at the Pentagon turned in their Axis badges and cleaned out their desks. The price for refusing to agree to the new restrictions on their jobs at the seat of U.S. military power. The refusal was nearly unanimous from trade publications, wire services, television networks, and newspapers, and included outlets that appealed largely to conservatives like Fox News and Newsmax. Many of the reporters chose to turn in their badges together at the 4 p.m. deadline set by the Defense Department to vacate the building. Reporters said that their work will continue despite their loss of access. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Wednesday, October 15th of 2025. Patricia Ann Smith, age 88 of Caseville, passed away Monday, October 13th in Holland, Michigan. A funeral mass for Patricia Ann Smith will be 11 a.m. Saturday, October 18th, at the St. Roger Catholic Church of Caseville, with burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the mass in the church on Saturday. The Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon is handling the arrangements. Friends may share their memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. In lieu of flowers, please consider memorial contributions to be made in Patricia Ann Smith's memory to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital or to the Parkinson's Foundation. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.